It is Thursday night again. It is November 29th. It is 9:05. We ran over a little bit from the natural healing call. We had a very interesting call. Connie talked about Morgellons and how to get relief from it, heal it. It'll be posted or is being posted as we speak on the natural healing webpage on the website. You can go listen to it anytime if you like. This is the discussion call, and here you can express your views on any topic of your choice. NLA does not teach any topics here. This is an open forum, and the views expressed by the speakers here may or may not necessarily represent the views of the National Liberty Alliance. And it sounds like we have some people talking already. If you're trying to say something, call phone number ending in 1631. If you have a comment to make, please speak up. If not, I'm going to mute you. Okay, I guess we have no comments. So anybody who would like to start out tonight, is welcome to speak right up. There have been some interesting developments.
Hello.
Yes, go ahead.
Is it Jan? Hello.
Yep.
Hi, how are you?
Can you hear us?
Yeah.
Okay. There is an interesting 28-page memo on Robert Mueller. Turns out he's not such a nice guy. I haven't had time to read it yet. I've posted it on the newsletter for this week, so you'll all have a chance to read through it. It turns out he's involved in the child trafficking. The suit or whatever it is was filed by a fellow who's been living overseas because it isn't safe for him to live here, because I guess they have a hit out on him, and so he's been living in Europe for some time. He'd like to come home, so he's hoping that the Mueller issue will be resolved. And it sounds like he is guilty of most things that they're claiming everybody else is doing. So if you want to read it, it'll be available, unless you run across it beforehand, on the next Monday's newsletter. I know Terry started reading it. If you have comments, Terry, I haven't had a chance to read it and speak intelligently on it. So if you'd like to, go right ahead. If not, we'll just let somebody else take the mic and run with it.
I think it's interesting that Trump's uncle was a personal friend of Tesla, and there's quite an interesting article in there on the computer about Tesla living in the, I think it was the 33rd floor of the hotel in New York. And contrary to what I have been told before, it sounds like he was quite interested in, how do I want to say this, that hotel he was living in was using many of his inventions. And it gets quite detailed. The story I heard was he died in one room in that hotel, but it sounds like he had an entire floor that he was working in, and it was using his invention for electricity or heat. Well, there was just many things that even the maids were using his invention to purify the toilets and so forth. And I found it to be very interesting.
When you consider all the things that Tesla was into, that's certainly not surprising.
Yeah, that's certainly not.
And I suppose that would be a way for him to pay for his board there, you know, by providing the power to him and all that sort of thing. Because I think it was Mellon completely divorced him and tried to do him in, you know. Gave him more money after he found out he was going to do away with the copper power lines. He was going to send energy wirelessly.
He was involved in it when it was being built.
Yep.
It was built entirely on his knowledge, let's put it that way.
That's interesting. He actually did probably much more for the country or for posterity than Edison did. And then he came up with alternating current, you know, which is the thing we use today. It isn't direct current like Edison had. He and Edison were not good friends. And Edison was not kind to him. He, you know, tried to do him in along with Mellon and all those super elite rich people.
Yes, and they mistreated him from the days he started, and he was very knowledgeable, and I think it's interesting that Trump is aware of much of what took place at that time because of his uncle's connections, and I guess his father got interested in him, too.
Mm-hmm. The other thing that was interesting about Tesla to me anyway was that he always claimed that a lot of his guidance came from the ETs from other places, and the way he came up with things, and just he had this stuff detailed in his mind, and finally, you know, maybe about the time it was built, he'd put it down on paper and they'd go ahead and build it, and it worked. You know, he was an amazing individual. He could see everything in his mind, how it was going to go together, how it was going to work, the whole thing.
Well, it's quite interesting that he was involved in flying machines and vehicles that control themselves. And it's all stuff they're talking about now. About what the other auto dealers or auto companies are trying to come up with.
Mm-hmm.
And they did the same thing to him that they did with other guys that came up with good ideas. Forced him right out of business.
Yeah. And it's rumored the day he died, the FBI came in and cleaned out all his records. And so the government has had him all this time. And, of course, they released him so the general public could benefit from him.
Well, a lot of that's going to come out when a lot of that's going to come out when Trump starts these trials.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure Trump is well aware there's like 600 and some patents that have been classified because they're useful information for the public, and they didn't want us to have them, and a lot of those are free energy devices and that sort of thing. And that should come out, too, once we start the trials. We clean house, and so we can have access to the things we should have access to.
Be nice not to have any more electric bills.
Amen to that.
Must not be many on tonight.
Oh, we got about 15. But I think they're all listeners. I see some that used to respond, but I'm not hearing much.
I'm on. I'm Deb Key, and I'm in Minnesota. And Connie called me last night and told me that she was going to be on here and talking about detoxing and that.
Okay.
And fielding and that because...
She might have meant the 8 o'clock call because that's what we talked about on the 8 o'clock call.
Oh, really? Oh, am I late?
Just an hour.
Oh, yeah, I just got done with work, so...
Oh, okay.
Oh, darn it.
You can listen to the call. Just go to the website, go to the Natural Healing page, and the call is recorded there. Connie, and it's talking about Morgellons detoxing.
Yes. Yeah, we had quite the conversation last night because, you know, all these creepy people that stalk us and that, you know.
Mm.
You're aware of that, right?
Yep.
And I was just trying to, I ignore it as much as possible, and they just hate it. So they hate it when I ignore them, and I laugh at them, and I smile a lot.
Yeah, get their goat. Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't want to take over your conversation. I was listening though; it's very interesting.
Okay.
Thank you.
Sure. Well, I see our Florida contingent is here. They have anything to offer this evening? Or Winthrop, do you have anything? I think I interrupted you.
That's okay. Not a problem. I just wanted to comment on Dan Bongino's rant that he just put out of what's going on with the Pfizer and how it all went down. And all these people are going to get burned. Dan Bongino. He's a retired ATF, Secret Service agent. He's done it out of them all.
For some reason, I'm having trouble understanding you.
Out of them all.
Hello.
Out of one of them.
Hello.
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah.
Hi, I wanted to ask a question about an upcoming court case that I have.
Okay.
I'm getting ready to go through my sixth auto repossession, and I'm wondering if you can offer any information that might be of assistance to me.
You kind of got overridden by a phone call there. Can you state again what your problem was?
Yeah, I'm going through my sixth auto repossession this year, and I'm wondering if you can offer any helpful information in regards to... Huh?
That's one that we have not addressed at all on any of the calls that I've been on in the last 4 years. I have no clue. have you been on any, Terry, where they talked about auto repossession? Terry.
I think maybe Terry fell off the call.
Well, she just unmuted herself, but I can't hear her. I think maybe your mic is turned off. You're unmuted on the panel.
How's that? Is that any better?
That's much better.
Sorry about that. I've been saying a lot of things, but I didn't know why anybody wasn't responding to me. No, I haven't heard anything about auto repossessions, but can I ask you a few questions? What's your name and state, if you don't mind, 1631? Or who was it?
Yeah, I think it was 1631. Oh, no, I don't think it was. It was somebody else.
Yeah, it was somebody else. Six times in a year? What's the deal? I must not understand something if he can get six autos repossessed in a year. Am I missing something? Isn't that what he said?
I thought he said six repossessions. I didn't get the time span.
Oh, okay.
But I don't know. Maybe he dropped off the call.
Maybe. Maybe he was fishing for legal advice.
Yeah,
good dodge?
That's a new issue.
That is a new issue.
Mobile home foreclosure.
my was it mobile homes or autos?
No, it was autos, but that, you know, it could be a mobile home for some people.
Yeah, it could be. What I'm wondering is if he had six auto repossessions in 1 year, has he been paying his payments, making his payments?
Yeah, you have to wonder.
Yeah,
you don't normally. You don't normally get another car until you have straightened out your credit on the last one.
Yeah. But in this day and age, this guy went to Brussels, Dr. Les Satch. Oh, I could just read this all out today.
Michael Badnarek has the on YouTube constitutional court, 20 minutes each segment, and I think one of them he talks about the what to do when they impound you the car. So it's obviously not on the issue repo versus impounding, but he'd be very successful with it.
Well, those are two different things, aren't they?
Yes, yeah. I'm going to just... I mentioned it.
Okay.
That we did not have a response from the original call, so we're just guessing right now.
Yeah, I assume he must have dropped off the call because he hasn't responded at all. Well, I do have
Hello.
A question. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm calling back in because my call fell off.
Oh, okay.
I'm the gentleman with the repossessions.
Okay, good. Yeah, go ahead, Terry. You had a bunch of questions on that.
So you had how many six repossessions and how long a time?
In 12 months, three of the order of possessions I co-signed for my children, and they fell behind on their payments.
What's the issue?
They had employment issues.
Yeah, but the issue is that you co-signed, right?
Yes, that's correct.
And if they miss a payment, it's your responsibility to make the payment. That's what co-signing means, isn't it?
I completely understand that, and I agree with you.
Okay, so I'm not getting what your situation is.
Okay, here's what I'm trying to get assistance on. Through my research, I've learned that when you purchase an automobile, it's paid in full as soon as you sign the contract. And I have documented that information. After documenting that information, I also learned that when you make a payment every month, you in reality are making two payments when you send in your coupon along with your check. I've documented that information. That information has been documented many times. So my sons were actually making two payments a month. After we learned that, we decided that since we had done our research and found out these cars were paid for and we were actually paying for the car a second and a third time, we realized that we were actually overpaying for vehicles that were already paid for.
I don't understand how you're overpaying for a vehicle. Could you enlighten me?
Sure, I can. As you know, you may not be aware, but every time you sign a document, your signature creates money, it creates currency. And every time you sign a contract, your contract is sent to the Treasury Department. And the Treasury Department sends it to the IMF.
And I've never heard of that.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, it's documented. And the IMF
pays. Oh, and how is that documented?
I have tons of documentation proving that. If you want me to go into that now, I'd have to dig out all my paperwork, but I can also forward that information to your organization.
I don't agree with you. Do you know what a contract is?
Yes, I know. According to Bouvier's Dictionary, 1863, a contract is a fraudulent document. Because when you break the word down in syllables, the word con, C-O-N, means that you're being swindled. Track is a treatise. So when you
con
put the word
with.
Con...
What does track
the
mean?
The word track means treatise. So it's a fraudulent document. Contract.
No. Con, in your context you're using, is short for the word confidence. Con, in the use of contract, it means with. So with treatise means that this is an agreement. This is with both parties' agreement. That's what a contract is.
I'm going to suggest something. Have you ever heard of parse syntax grammar?
Parse syntax.
Syntax grammar.
What's his face? Died here a year ago. Triple name. I can't pull it up right now.
Nope, I haven't.
Miller.
Okay. Parse syntax.
What was that?
Miller.
Parse syntax grammar gives you the correct definition of words when words had true meanings in the 1800s and before they were watered down through modern translations. And if you use parse syntax grammar, you'll understand the exact definition of the words as they were meant in the early 1700s and 1800s.
How do you feel about Webster's 1828?
I think you could use that. I'm not sure.
Okay, I'll get it and I'll see what the definition of contract is.
Sure, please do.
Yeah, something rather David Miller, parse syntax.
That's correct.
Okay, I have Webster's 1828.
Okay.
We're going to look up contract, right? And what's your name?
Mr. Brown.
Oh, yeah, I don't need a Mr. Brown. I was hoping for a first name and a state, but that's okay. I'll just put Mr. Brown.
The state is North Carolina.
Thank you,
sir. Right, no problem. First name, Mr.
Gotcha. Is that North Carolina or South Carolina?
North.
Okay, I got it right. Okay, just making sure. Contract.
I'm not sure if you ever looked at any of David Wynn Miller's videos. But
probably
if
not.
You were to, if you have a chance, I would like to suggest that you look at one of his videos. See down, he breaks down the etymology of every word. And when you learn how to break down a word and break it down into syllables and understand the meaning of every word, you'll then get a different meaning for the word contract.
Well, I think I've studied a little bit of that.
Okay.
And is contract a verb or a noun?
It's a noun.
Contract is a noun. An agreement or covenant between two or more persons in which each party binds himself to do or forbear some act, and each acquires a right to what the other promises, a mutual promise upon lawful considerations or a cause, which binds the parties to a performance, a bargain, or a compact. That sounds pretty straightforward to me, and you disagree with that, sir?
Yes, I do. I don't have my Bouvier's. I don't have my Bouvier's dictionary with me, Bouvier's law dictionary.
Uh-huh.
But my 1800 Bouvier's dictionary gives a different meaning.
Well, I don't see it, and I don't think we can help you because we don't agree on the definition of a simple word.
Okay, I appreciate your help. Have a good night.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate your patience.
The nice thing about common law and common people is, or going in pro se, you're expected to be able to understand the English language and write in simple terms directly without parse syntax.
Yeah.
Language. And that, to me, was just huggery-muggery from the day I first saw it.
Yeah, I agree.
But that's just my opinion, for whatever it's worth.
No, I agree. Okay. Floor's open. I'm done.
I guess I could read one. We got this, since we're just responding to people's thoughts and whatever statements you want to make. But for some reason, I thought we had a questions thing here. So I'll read it. It says, the ATF Form 4473 clearly exhibits evidence of Title 18 USC enforced against the people. Isn't this title deemed the law of the sea and have territorial jurisdiction? What is NLI's take on background checks constitutionally? It's apparent the protocol not only violates the Second Amendment, but others as well, Fourth and Fifth. What might the founders have advocated in regards background checks on muskets, blunderbusses, and Kentucky pistols? We would certainly love to hear any comments regarding these overlooked items or issues. Well, I think that the people living in those days had no thought about having a background check on their muskets and blunderbusses and Kentucky rifles. They were a way of life. They were for safety. They were a way of making a living. They were a way of providing food for the table. They were an essential item like a fork, knife, and a spoon. Anybody want to comment on the ATF form? I'm not sure why ATF form is alcohol, tobacco.
What's that small arms training in high school?
Say again?
What's that training our seniors in high school to be militiamen? I mean, the age of 17 to 45, I mean, if they don't know anything about the Constitution, how are they going to know about being in the militia? If they're going to be in the militia at 17, they certainly don't need to know how to use a weapon. So why don't we just teach them all how to use a weapon?
Yeah.
In high school, where they're all together at the same time.
I would I would hazard a guess that most kids from about age 7 or 8 up could shoot a rifle. In those days.
Back in the day, I think the daddy taught the kid how to shoot.
Well, there were also classes in schools. There were shooting ranges in basements, many of them.
Right, because they did have high school. They did have high school marksmanship competition.
Yes, they did.
That's in our history. That's back in our history as well. Yeah, I remember that now.
So
I
think there's merit in what you say.
Well, it's not like we don't have the weapons to provide the school. They still got, what, 1.5 million of those M1s up over there in South Korea? From, you know,
something like that.
Conflict. Yeah.
My question
bring
to you
back
is...
Here.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to step on you.
No, I was just saying repatriate those weapons back to the United States.
I'm all for
it. New militia.
I had a father-in-law who had an M1 that came back from Korea, and he lopped off the stock and put a pistol grip on it, shortened the barrel just a little bit, and that was the sweetest firing little repeatable rifle that you'd ever seen. It wasn't a rifle. It was more like a handgun, a long handgun. Nice shooting 30 cal carbine.
Oh.
But you know what? Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, it sounds like it would be similar to a nice little 30-30 lever action or something like that, you know?
Lever action actually had, you know, you got to push it down so hard.
Yep.
I'm sorry, the delay is getting me today. I'm sorry.
That's all right. It's just a nice weapon to reach out and touch
them.
Well, Winthrop, how are we going to do that?
Well, we got no problem funding the failed education system we got now. I say we fire half the adults that we got there and we put teens in charge. Got to teach them responsibility that, you know, Johnny and Jane have to be subservient to Tommy because it's Tommy's responsibility to make sure you stay in line. And if they don't respect the authority of the teacher, maybe they'll respect the authority of the peer. You know, when I was in third grade, I was a crossing guard. And a car's going to stop for a third grader just as quick as they're going to stop for an adult. We're out there paying adults to do that? Rather than having a Cub Scout up there. I mean, the Cub Scout can't think logical enough to know that, you know, that car's coming pretty fast. I'll wait until it passes before I go out there and try to stop it.
So how are we going to fix it?
I mean, well, we have to... Well, only through knowledge. Only through knowledge.
Only through knowledge. How do we gain the knowledge?
You got to teach it. I mean, that's... The Department of Education is going to be turned back to each state, and each state has to be responsible for its education of its children within that state. And we could have national standards, you know, but we got to get the fingers out of the pie. I mean, there's just too much corruption. I mean, it's just totally off the chart. I mean, these unions are the only place I know you can work for 20 years and then stop working and make more money over the next 40 years than you've been able to trying to do something, making money.
Well, Winthrop,
we're on the hook for that.
Winthrop, if I may call you that, sir.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was going to listen to it.
I hear a lot of times, and not just you. I'm talking about myself. I'll include myself, and a lot of other people. I hear a lot about what's wrong. What I don't hear is how to clean it up. I hear a lot of what it is and why it is, but I don't hear a lot about how to fix it. What do you think we need to do to fix it?
Well, kick back to court, the number one. I mean, get rid of the problem. The problem was we were subverted from Jump Street. We got to take back to court with no victim, no crime. Everybody that don't have a, you know, have a victim needs to be released from prison. You know? I mean, it's just a big, big problem because there's so many things are connected to it. I mean, one is cascading, the cascading effect. I probably don't have the capacity in the analytical side of the house to tie it all together, but I'm sure there's enough smart people out there smarter than me to figure it out. You know?
Well, to me, and I'm just postulating this. To me, we each need to be using the brain power that we have. Our forefathers didn't just, you know, complain about everything. They actually got it together and figured out how to work together and solve a bunch of problems. They did a lot of studying, and they did a lot of thinking, and they did a lot of debating, and all of that's documented.
Yeah.
Why aren't we?
Yeah, and people
studying?
Were doing that on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday night, and all those shows got cut.
Oh, I feel like you took a left turn there, James. Can you explain yourself just a little? Those shows got cut?
Before we go on, just for kicks, I looked up Black's Law, second edition, which is the one that I kind of like under contract, and I'll read a little bit of it. A contract is an agreement upon sufficient consideration to do or not to do a particular thing, and it's got about six references. Next, it says a covenant or agreement between two or more persons with the lawful considerations or cause, one reference. A deliberate engagement between competent parties upon a legal consideration to do or abstain from doing some act, another reference. A contract or agreement is either where a promise is made on one side and is assented to on the other, or where two or more persons enter into an agreement with each other by a promise on either side. And there's a couple, three references there. A contract is an agreement by which one person obligates himself to another to give, to do, or permit, or not to do something expressed or implied by such an agreement. And it goes on for another two pages, the same stuff. So I think it's safe to say that his definition of contract is not going to fly even in our court system.
Even in a common law system is what you're saying.
Well, in a common law system, even in, he's not going to make a dent in his local administrative courts with his reading of Bouvier's law on what a contract is and how they can't hold him to it.
I agree.
So, for what it's worth, there's my 2 cents worth for the day.
And a fine 2 cents it is, John.
Again, not a halfpenny's worth.
Okay, I'll shut up. I don't want to run the conversation.
Go right ahead. Nobody else wants to take the reins tonight.
Oh, you were on a roll, Terry. Don't stop. You had a good thought going there. I was trying to follow what you were going to.
Yeah, keep her going,
Terry. The whole point is that I feel, it's my opinion, Winthrop, and I'm not claiming I know anything more than anyone else, but it's my feeling that we've been taught not to think. We've been taught what to think. We've been taught we can figure out the what, and we can see it needs to be fixed. But the only avenue they give us is fill in this form with your complaint, and we'll take care of it if you've got the filing fee. That's what we've been taught. And I, as a human being, can think a lot further than that. How long is it going to be before we start thinking on our own? Are we going to have to lose our freedom before we start thinking on our own and trying to think of the why, the how, the wherefores, and what to do? Do we have
to
go that far?
Well, NLA is on the right track.
I agree. NLA is on the right track. But what are we up against?
NLA is a solution. Well, as far as I'm concerned, the writing is on the wall. Everything Donald Trump has said, you know, taking the United States out of the International Commercial Court was a really big deal. What's going on over there in France right now? I mean, in England, and this Brit exit.
Yes.
They're talking about the commercial side of the people. People in this palace of being in the commercial code. it's really a big deal because all these treaties that they made in the past, these other countries all have to do with the Uniform Commercial Code. I mean, that's what they have us all operating under, as being the money creditor that we are. And
yes.
That's the problem they're having over there in England, pulling out of this European deal that they got themselves into. So the whole can of worms is unfolding here. And Donald Trump knows this, and that's why he told he's going to give the Republic back to the people. And we know what the Republic is. The Republic is a sovereignty back to the people as we were in the 1776 Declaration of Independence. We're back, you know, we don't have a corpus delicti, then there is no crime. We have to have a warrant sworn out, or an affidavit sworn out against a person to be convicted of a crime or anything to happen. There's no victim, there's no crime.
Oh, I agree 100%.
And that gets us away from this commercial operation that they have us under involuntary servitude of contract and having us on the bond and all that. I mean, it's just...
There's only one problem.
They keep killing our Supreme Court justices that tell the truth?
No. The problem is that... Let's make an assumption right now that Q and Trump and the people who support them and Mattis and Flynn and all those people, Rogers, they clean out all of the garbage up at the top. Doesn't it still leave you and me to clean up our home district?
Well, everything I've read says that Trump will take care of everything down to the governors. The states are our problem. We need to deal with them. Nobody's going to do it for us.
And below the states are the counties, and below the counties are the municipalities. I'm sorry, go ahead. I stepped on you.
No, go ahead. You're doing great.
Are you?
So, I'm sorry. That delay's biting me tonight.
Yep. I don't know where it's coming from.
It takes a little longer for it to go up to the NSA and get recorded in Utah and then come back down and we hear it.
I guess they're finally paying attention, huh?
You and me.
Obama gave the internet away. We don't own it no more.
That's right. You and I, we have to start participating in our local government. We have to start holding our officials accountable. And to me, that's a little bit easier than what Q and Trump and everybody's been doing. In most ways, we don't have to have a Q posting every night about what happened last week in the county of Boulder. I'm way in the northeast corner of Boulder County, which is affectionately called the People's Republic of Boulder. and so there's no cue telling me what happened in Boulder last night. So I have to go out and I have to find it. Now, do we need help me reason this out, Jan, Winthrop, everybody else that's on the call. I see Crystal, I see Terry Culpepper, I see Jeannie, Wisconsin. Help me figure this out. Oh, Linder, yeah, you're on top. How do you figure this out? How do I get involved? Do I need to motivate all the people, or do I just need 3%, or do I need 10%? And how do I do that? Because I'd really like to know how to do that. I tried putting something up at the library, and pretty much everybody ignored it. The library wouldn't even post it. So what do I do? I want to start getting a handle on where our government is at. I don't want to be put in jail. I do want my Constitution back.
Teddy?
Yes, sir.
I did complain with the general attorney of the state. I complained with the Ethics Commission of the state. That's the topic. Regarding the lowest form of the government, municipalities. And I don't want to say to you what the response they get to me. If you're looking for the guidance, contact the highest authority within your state regarding those lowest position what you're dealing with.
I disagree with that, sir. All right. Oh, wait a minute. Maybe I don't disagree. Who is the highest authority in the state?
As far as the law enforcement, is general attorney.
Who's that?
As far as the ethics, well, go to your state and look it up.
State's attorney general.
No.
No, what?
No, that's not the highest person in the state.
The man who claims the authority.
Bingo. You and I.
Yeah.
They are subservient to us. We control the government. Now, we do it righteously, and we do it in a planned, agreed-upon way under the law, but we've got to learn the law, at least some of it, at least the common law, and we got to start asserting, just like you said, Terry, asserting our authority over them. Is that a bad way to look at it? What do you think?
I think we ought to start selling the information. I find that people have a more interest in wanting to get information by paying for it and getting something for free. There doesn't seem to be any detriment. You got no skin in the game. It don't seem like they want it. I mean, we've taught a bunch of people to be so complacent about complacency.
They've been taught complacency.
Yeah, there's no desire for anybody to want to learn. I mean, they don't want to hear the truth. They don't want to know the truth. They don't care about the truth. They're just too far gone. They're too far gone. And I haven't found one, really. I have 200 books I've given out of anybody that really wants to follow through with it. It's bizarre. It's just totally crazy.
I think we kind of slid over one thing here a little bit ago on what do we need to do to get people educated. We seriously need to get rid of Common Core completely and totally and go back to an education system that's useful and works, and that we can't do on the local level. That has to be legislated from the Department of Education, which was instilled here, 20, 30 years ago. And we need to kill that immediately, totally. And then we need to come down to the local level. And when we get people educated so that we can talk to them, then we can do all these other things. But we need to do them in tandem.
How long
does it take? I'm sorry, Oleander, I stepped on you. Go ahead.
How long is it going to take you to educate the people?
Long time. But we don't need to educate them all.
Nope. And don't need to educate them completely. We need to educate them about the Constitution and things of that nature first.
And we need to educate about 3 to 10% because those are the movers and shakers.
The couch sitters, it isn't going to matter in the short term, and we only have the short term to deal with, because if we don't get it done in the short term, we're sunk.
That's right. I agree.
Oh.
There is such a phrase.
Why y'all come 44?
Economy trumps all the law. People must live, and they have to make their payments. They don't have a time for what you just suggested, and you don't have the lifespan to achieve that.
Well, you have to make the change now, and it will gradually get applied. If you don't make it now, we're totally screwed.
Look at us. Here is 15 of us, and we cannot agree on one thing.
Well, at least we discuss it and have a good time. That spreads that information, you know.
Olander, I think that if we decide that we can't do it in our lifetime, and we've already defeated ourselves, is that right? Does that sound true to you?
Look, you can talk and talk. I don't know what you're doing in your area, and what you're doing, I presume, is good because you have some ideas. But in my personal opinion, nothing gonna change unless you take somebody to the court and you find them guilty. Then they will listen to you. With the education, I mean, there is the teachers union, there is the political cloud, there is the budget. I mean, it's lost cause. I mean, you cannot change the curriculum unless each parent take the child home and, you know, teach them and homeschool them.
Well, how do you think we got into Common Core? They were able to implement that. We'll just unimplement it and come up with a better system.
Stroke of a pen.
Do you name me one person who come up with a Common Core? What about those teachers, the parents? The teachers are the parents. Did they oppose Common Core?
Some of them do now, for sure. They're beginning to see the effect of it.
Common Core come from the same people who gave us Obamacare.
Yep, exactly.
Who gave us every other thing Obama gave us? They all come from the same place.
It was part of the destruction of America.
Right, right. They've been at this for hundreds of years. They're far, far ahead of them. Well, I have faith in Donald Trump and what he's doing. And his administration.
How about Patriot Soapbox?
I don't know who that is.
Look it up on YouTube. Look up QSMX Pilot. Quebec, Sierra, Mike, X-Ray, and then Pilot, P-I-L-O-T, on YouTube. Then come back next week and tell me what you found. See, that's what I'm thinking. Maybe we just need to ask for one thing they can do in 5 minutes. Like tonight, a guy challenged me, what's the definition of contract? Oh, it's this. No, that's not what it came from. That's not where it came from. Con is short for confidential and confidence. And a con man is somebody who takes your confidence in him and leverages it to do something, to take something from you. And he's trying to put that with contract. Well, con means with in Latin. That's where it comes from. So fides is what you are. It's the truth of who you are. Confidence is with the truth of who you are. Now, if you're going to listen to that garbage, fine, go off and listen to it. What I'm saying is that I have tried to educate people, and I thought I was doing pretty good, and then somebody told me I wasn't. So now I got to go a little bit different direction. I am trying to educate enough people to where they start plugging this. And I went, and to show you, I went and looked up. I went and got my Webster's 1828. I said, is that one good enough? And he said, yeah. So I went and grabbed it and laid it down right here, and I looked up contract. And I read it to him. Well, but that's not the definition. I said, well, wait a minute. You just said this definition, this book had the right definition. Well, you got to do this guy and this guy. Did you see how the argument broke apart? All I had to do was bring up one thing. So, you guys go and look up QSMX Pilot on YouTube and tell me what she's been doing. Because I think she's on the right track. Fair enough?
Well, you brought up one really excellent.
I was involved in the educational system in South Carolina. I was fighting out some basic education in Goals 2000, you know, back when my kids were in school. So, I mean, I've seen what crap they've got already. But, I mean, it takes them 20 years to change the society. They've been at this for 40, 50 years. So, I mean, we've been drinking this stuff for a long time.
Oh, yeah. I agree. So tell me what QSMX Pilot needs to do to make it right.
Teddy?
Yes, sir.
Would you be able to write the curriculum from the 1 to 12 for about 200 days a year? And how
I think I could do that. I think I could do that if I really tried. I'm not saying that I'm the smart one. I'm just saying I can put my brain power in. I would love to take 50 individuals smarter than I am and try and keep up with them as we discussed what this country ought to look like and how we're going to get it fixed. Because I hear too much of the what, not the how.
Then, if you have this curriculum, then you have to go to the authority and present it, and then in the legislature probably has to be able to bribe many people to vote for it, and then you'll be successful.
Well, I have one phrase for you.
I don't think we have so much money.
I have a different opinion of that, Oleander.
I am not the flower.
Oh, I'm sorry, Oleander.
I thought you smelled pretty good. I've smelled that flower.
It's a big on Bermuda.
Well, speaking of smelling, Oleander, what I wanted to tell you was El Toro Poo Poo.
You know, Terry, you hit on a good point there, and I think we need to add a little to it. If you take someone who has a belief system like the repossession guy had, and he's convinced that he's found a source that says, yeah, hey, whoa, this is not a contract, blah, 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 and you go dig up maybe 100 different sources that all agree that it's not what he thinks it is, and you take it down, and you sit down, you explain it to him, guess what? You think he's going to believe you and change his belief system? No way.
I don't have to change his belief system.
But he's just going to keep on believing it stronger, and so you're not going to change him. But as far as what education needs to happen, we need to put back into the education system what was removed from it by the deep state so they could get done what they wanted to get done. So we were in complete and total ignorance of the Constitution, Bill of Rights, the Declaration, and so on. And that's we need to put a civics course with an exam when they're a senior or they don't get out of high school. And that would
I
be
agree.
To implement. You don't have to spend 12 years educating them on that. The 12 years needs to be to get their math scores up, their English scores up, their science scores up, and all that. But we do need that civics course now.
I agree.
Yeah, totally. We ought to put that on a national referendum. Yeah, I get the whole country taking it. The whole country of seniors taking that free online civics course that you got at NLA.
Yeah, that sounds like a good possibility.
We could maybe send out crash courses to the people that want to vote, and in order for them to vote, they have to come in and take a little exam first.
Yeah.
They said that we can't do that.
Can't do that.
Too much like work, huh?
No.
No. Violation of the Constitution.
That's right. Okay. I think that's a great idea, Winthrop. Can we put you in charge of the committee to get that started?
Yeah, you want me to establish a committee to put together a national referendum that all seniors in high school are required to take the civics course that's offered by National Liberty Alliance? Yeah, I'll take on that challenge.
Go for it, sir. I applaud your efforts. I will help you in any way I can.
Yeah, if you need things, let me know.
I'm gathering up all the secretaries of education of all the states.
Go for it.
Yeah.
Well, we're a little bit over time, but I think it was useful, time well spent. So
I do
think
too.
About all this. Bring it back next week. Maybe our car repossession guy will reappear next week with more ammunition for us.
I want somebody to come back and tell me what QSMX pilot did and
what she's proposing.
Oh, Jan, come on.
Okay, I won't say a word.
Okay. You guys come on back and let's work on your homework here next week, okay?
Okay.
Thank
you.
Silence is the scent. Yep.
Very
good.
Very good meeting. Thank you all.